Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Three scoops a day with Alan, Mike, and Mary on Light 100.5 WRCH. Time for a local scoop, and it's brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank, and I have the privilege of having the president of Thomaston Savings Bank on the phone with me this morning. Good morning, Stephen Lewis. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. I mean, COVID-19 has really changed things with banking, made you guys very busy. I have a soft spot in my heart for banks because when I was a Cub Scout, I used to spend my Saturday morning selling candy bars out front of my savings bank. Also had my Christmas club that I enjoyed. And, you know, so I always think fondly of you guys. And, COVID-19, you've been very busy with PPP loans, right?
Yes. We've been very busy up through August with actually booking them. And now we're starting the process of going through the forgiveness process.
Okay. So that you had a lot of Connecticut companies that reached out to you with those?
Yes. We were actually did quite a bit of work. We worked with over 1,100 companies, over $126 million in loans that we originated to help companies in the local area.
Wow. Well, it doesn't stop there. Not only are you helping businesses, you're helping consumers, too, with your mortgage relief programs. Tell us about that.
Yes. We've been working with customers that need assistance, and they would submit an application, and for those that need assistance, we work with them to defer their payments until they can get back on their feet, and that has worked very well. And we're also we have loans that are backed by the federal government, so they have a similar program, and we're working with those customers as well.
Stephen Lewis is the president of Thomaston Savings Bank. He's joining me right now. And you guys have your foundation, too. And Jerry Griswold told me how active you are in the community. Her daytime job is with White Memorial. And she says every single year, Thomaston Savings Bank Foundation helps them with their Family Nature Day. She says you're absolutely amazing. In fact, her words are, quote, all capitals, Thomaston Savings Bank rocks. So tell us about your foundation and the different things that you do even more than White Memorial.
Oh, yeah. No, well, thank her for her kind words. We do rock. I'll agree with her.
Yes.
So, yes, our foundation was started over 20 years ago, and it was a way for us to give back to our community. And since that time, it's built up significantly to where now we have over $8 million in our foundation, and we've contributed over $5 million back to local organizations. This year, we did a little bit different when COVID started. We decided in much earlier than we normally do our grant cycle. We started in the spring. We reached out and asked for organizations and individuals that had food security issues and worked with that, or in the homeless, housing, crisis intervention with those type of organizations. We had put out that we would accept grants to assist them, and we had over 40 different organizations that put in for grants, and we were able to approve over $135,000 that went directly to those organizations to help with them with their cause and really supporting those basic human needs.
Well, that's outstanding work.
And then more recently, we did a second round of grants that was focused on really nonprofits and agencies addressing needs related to arts and culture, emergency responders, health and human services, and youth services. and we had received over 90 grant applications in that area, and we just recently approved 90 organizations for over $225,000 in grants to assist them over the next few months to carry on with their business and their mission. So, yes, we've been very active helping organizations throughout our local area here. We've been doing it for 20 years, and most recently, we've helped over 130 organizations, over $300,000. So it's been a very powerful thing to help our local community.
Well, that's outstanding. Not only helping the community, but helping local businesses, helping consumers, too, with mortgage relief. Stephen Lewis, is there a website where people can find out more about Thomaston Savings Bank?
Yes, they can go to our direct website, and that is www.thomastonsb.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mike. Have a great day.